We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Recruiting with Andrew Nimmick on 1080 The Fan. Perfect timing for a show. No, not because it's Thursday, but because the Oregon Ducks landed four-star linebacker Jared Casey today. And I gotta be honest, normally pretty comfortable when I make a prediction. Feel very good about it. Usually I've either interviewed the kid ahead of time or I've got some bit of knowledge where I feel extremely confident. This time, I talked to Jared Casey, and then he went on a visit to Wisconsin. And there were rumblings that maybe Wisconsin had turned him. But when I had last talked to him, Oregon was the clear-cut leader. So I felt pretty good, but not great. Jared Casey commits to the Oregon Ducks today. One of the top, either the number 16 or number 17 inside linebacker in the country, according to 24/7 Sports Arrivals, depending on which one you use. However, he's going to play outside linebacker for the Ducks. And now Oregon has a trio of the best linebackers they've ever gotten in one class. Jamon Eifert, Under Armour All-American, one of the top 100 prospects in the entire country. Jared Casey, who we just talked about, who missed most or parts of his sophomore year and all of his junior year. He's come on the scene and been bonkers in spring evaluations, spring and summer camps, and then this fall on film. Looks the part of a big-time prospect. He's added a fourth star. And then Mace Funa, the modern-day linebacker who's out for the season with a knee injury. Mace Funa is the highest-rated linebacker Oregon has ever gotten in a recruiting class. So that's big news. Oregon, three big-time linebackers. Jared Casey, I believe, is going to join the show. He's confirmed he was going to join the show. We talked about it after he retweeted that he was going to join the show. And then he may have fallen asleep because I tried texting him. It is 10 o'clock there. He said he was going to try to stay up and make it. We will see if he makes it for the show. He, again, has confirmed he wants to do the show. We'll see if he's going to show up. And then today, Nebraska coach Scott Frost accuses Oregon State of tampering. You had to know this was coming. Oregon State adds linebacker Avery Roberts, a former four-star prospect, one of the top 10 inside linebackers in the entire country. They add Tristan Jebbia, the quarterback who is likely going to be the starter for Oregon State next season. They add Tyjon Lindsey on Friday. Greg Bell announces he's transferring. His initial list of schools that are blocked didn't include Oregon State. He gets an updated list that includes Oregon State. And then Scott Frost comes out and says this about Oregon State adding transfers. There's no doubt in my mind that those kids were probably in touch with some people that they formally knew that we're here. He added, if someone is contacting our kids while they're still our kids, then I'm not going to be a fan of that. By the way, I've reported sources close to Oregon State say they are very confident protocol was followed. But Scott Frost, I'm sorry. I've done this before with Scott Frost. I have to call him out. He's a hypocrite. And he's shown when it comes to recruiting, he hopes you're not paying attention. He's done this before. Now remember, this is a coach who said, quote, after he left Oregon, Oregon wasn't and isn't close in proximity to the fertile recruiting ground. At the end of the day, recruits have to decide to lead Southern California or Georgia or Florida or Texas, where there's some other pretty good schools, and go all the way to Eugene. He was criticized for not being able to land consistent top 25 classes while he was at Oregon. His excuse was proximity to a major recruiting hotbed. Mario Cristobal has debunked that comment. Mario Cristobal has blasted that comment into oblivion. Oregon has the number three recruiting class in the country. And then, after Nick Saban played Tua Tagovailoa in the second half of Alabama's national championship game, the one where Tua led him on a come-from-behind victory, Scott Frost had this to say. It was a decision I don't know if I would have been courageous enough to make. That's the answer you want to hear. The other answer is that he was pretty obviously better than what they had, 12, and it took him 12 games to figure that out, and he didn't. Coach Saban is above criticism with everything he's accomplished, so I don't mean it that way. But I recruited Tua out of high school and knew what he could do, and it doesn't surprise me that he did what he did. Hold the phone on that one, Coach Frost. Yes, you were the point man on Tua Tagovailoa, and you didn't pull the trigger. I talked to Tua when he was a sophomore and said, I want to follow in Marcus Mariota's footsteps. I want to go to Oregon. I want to be the next Marcus Mariota. I want to be a Duck. The Ducks ignored him. He begged them. Again, I followed up with another story. Tua wonders why Oregon is losing contact. Again, Scott Frost and Oregon ignored him. He picked up an offer from Alabama, committed to Alabama, became the MVP of the Elite 11 and the MVP of the opening. Finally, Oregon came in with a scholarship offer. He's criticizing Nick Saban that it took him 12 games? It took Scott Frost 2 years. And by the way, Oregon never offered Tua when Scott Frost was the coach. Oregon offered Tua Tagovailoa after Scott Frost left because Scott Frost thought they had better options elsewhere. So for Scott Frost to even begin, to say, I knew what Tua was. No, you didn't. That's why Oregon didn't get Tua Tagovailoa. Now, Oregon's pretty happy they've got Justin Herbert. I think Oregon feels pretty good about who they ended up with. But to criticize Nick Saban and say, it took him 12 games, you want me to say that's some great thing? It's not. We knew who Tua was when I was at Oregon. No, you didn't. Oregon never even offered Tua while you were at Oregon. You're hoping we don't notice. This is also the same coach who plucked graduate transfer Trey Neal away from Central Florida, a safety. Trey Neal was one of the best players on Central Florida's defense. When Scott Frost left, he brought Trey Neal to Nebraska with him and made him a leader of that secondary. Scott Frost has done what he's accusing Oregon State of doing, bringing talent. Now, that's his problem. What he's implying is that Mike Riley and Trent Bray stayed in contact with former players when they went from Nebraska to Oregon State, continued to talk to him and tried to persuade them to come to Oregon State. That's his criticism. That's his gripe. This is the same coach, by the way, who left Central Florida knowing full well he had a landing spot at Nebraska. Now he has a hard time with the players. He says, well, these players knew they had a landing spot at Oregon State before they asked for their release. You did the same thing less than a year ago. And you're the same coach who keeps coming back and coming back time and time again when it comes to recruiting and saying untruths and half-truths and hoping we're not paying attention. I covered you, man. I've been paying attention. It's too hard to recruit to Oregon. You can't recruit to Oregon consistently because it's not in proximity to a great program. False. I knew what Tua Tagovailoa was. I recruited it. That's why I recruited him to Oregon. Nick Saban didn't do anything great. False. It's wrong to recruit players from your former school. You shouldn't be able to do it. You shouldn't get to do it. That's what he's basically saying. He did it himself 6 months ago. False. I think Scott Frost is a very good football coach. I do. But I think time and time again, he hopes you're not paying attention. He hopes we're all not paying attention. Scott Frost, when it comes to recruiting, is an absolute hypocrite. He's an absolute hypocrite. You cannot take players from Central Florida to Nebraska and then get mad that Oregon State got a couple former players who, by the way, already had connections to the program. You want to know why Tristan Jebbia transferred? It's been widely rumored Tristan Jebbia found out he didn't get the starting job on Twitter. Maybe that's why he wanted to transfer. Maybe he wanted to go to the Pac-12 and he was familiar with Mike Riley. Tyjon Lindsey and Tristan Jebbia reportedly had great chemistry on and off the field while they were in Nebraska. Tyjon Lindsey wanted to go with a quarterback he was comfortable with. By the way, Tyjon Lindsey, does that fall in line with what he does? Let's follow the reasoning there. Tyjon potentially went to Oregon State because he was comfortable with Tristan Jebbia. Tyjon Lindsey transferred in high school to a school in a different state to play with Tate Martell at Bishop Gorman. He moved in with Tate Martell's family because he had a strong relationship with Tate Martell on and off the field. Tyjon Lindsey follows good quarterbacks. That's in his DNA. So is it a stretch to say Tristan Jebbia saw playing time in the Pac-12 and Tyjon Lindsey followed him? No. It's also been widely reported that and rumored that Tyjon Lindsey was blocked from going to Oregon State, so he had to enroll on his own as an unrecruited kid. Nice, Scott Frost. By the way, none of this matters starting Monday. This is the thing that baffles me. All this stuff, okay, we talked about all this. None of it matters starting Monday because the NCAA's new rules that prohibit schools from blocking players from picking schools after they transfer, when they want to transfer, that goes out the window. Kids can transfer wherever they want starting Monday and schools can't block them. So none of this matters. This is Scott Frost being angry that he's losing. This is Scott Frost being angry that he lost depth. This is Scott Frost being disappointed at what's going on at Nebraska and trying to pass the buck and play victim. And this is a Scott Frost who, time and again, as I pointed out earlier, has hoped when it comes to recruiting, you're not paying attention. We're paying attention, Scott Frost. You're dead wrong here. Again, sources close to Oregon State say, we were very confident we handled protocol. Oregon State saying, sources close to Oregon State saying, we're very confident we handled protocol properly when it comes to transfers. Scott Frost, get out of here, man. Go win some games. Go win some games in Lincoln. Stop worrying about where your former players are at. It's not working for you. But to be honest, not a lot is working for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.